Hey, veterans, welcome to the VA Claims Insider Podcast. We are veterans helping veterans get the VA disability rating and compensation you deserve. I'm your host, Air Force Service Disabled Veteran Brian Reese, and each week we share VA disability claim tips, tricks, strategies, and lessons learned to help you win, service connect, and get rated at the appropriate level, even if you've already filed or been denied. So sit back, relax, and enjoy this week's episode.
Welcome back, fellow vets, to another episode of Ask the VA Raider. I got my brother from another mother, the beard of Zeus. Look at that thing, man. You look like freaking Gandalf, but you look good. Marine Corps vet and former VA Raider and current VA Claims Insider coach, Daryl D-Mac McDonald. Welcome, bro. Good to see you.
Hey, always a pleasure to be here, B. Always a pleasure.
Thanks, man. And for all you who don't know D-Mac, probably to the level that I do and our teammates know, this is the guy that we turn to with tough questions, you know, sticky situations. What about this? Have you ever seen this before? This guy knows a lot about VA disability benefits and VA disability claims. So we are blessed. I'm blessed to have you here serving with us, man. And you have such an incredible heart, as does your awesome wife, for veterans and serving vets. And man, I just can't say enough about the whole McDonald family, man. So thank you.
Thank you.
You're welcome, bro. So what are we talking about today? We're talking about headaches today, specifically migraines, VA disability benefits for headaches, migraines, etc. We're going to talk about the rating criteria. And more specifically, we're going to talk about some of the updates that we've seen very recently to M21-1, okay, which is the VA Adjudication Procedures Manual. That's what the raters are using to review and rate your claims. When they have questions, it's like a process guide for the VA. Okay, now it's public source, so you have access just like we do. But we're going to talk through some of this because there's a buzzword. And you've heard me talk about this before on videos, as well as in blog posts. There's something called prostrating migraines, okay, or a prostrating headache. What the crap is that, D-Mac?
So, yeah, first off, the VA views headaches and migraines essentially the same way. It's all rated under diagnostic code 8100. And they did do an update, the manual today, as a matter of fact, September 14th, 2023, they did an update. So prostrating, and then there's prostrating and then there's completely prostrating. Prostrating just essentially means that you have to lay down. You have to go to a dark room. You have to turn off the lights, whatever it may be, but you have to lay down in order to get rid of that headache. And it's the difference. It can be the difference between a 0% rating and a 30% rating and potentially even a 50% rating. So how many times a month do you have to lay down? Okay. It's actually a court case. It was Holmes versus Wilkie, I believe, in 2020 that basically established that held the criteria for that diagnostic code 8100. But now they're looking at all the symptoms of headaches. Okay, so are you, do you have photophobia? Do you have nausea? Do you have dizziness? Do you have frontal headaches? Where are the headaches located? So they're basically looking at every symptom that goes along with that headache, but it's essentially rated on prostrating. How many times do you have to lay down in a month, in a week, in a year?
Super interesting. No, thank you for sharing that. And we've got some high value blog content, guys. I'm actually also going to be writing a high value blog post on the migraines update. If you look in the description of this YouTube video right here, right now, you'll see it in there. You can take a look at it and just read this for yourself. I'm also going to link to the actual section in M21-1 because I want you all to be able to also go to the source file in the source document to see what's written. I want to peel back the onion a little bit more, though, on headaches. And a lot of vets, D-Mac, they'll come in here, you know, well, I don't have migraines, right? That's a specific type of headache. all headaches, Velovets, are rated under the same general schedule. Okay, diagnostic code 8100. Yes, it specifies migraines, but it's any type of headache. Okay, now the last time I checked, again, I'm not a doctor and this is not medical advice, but there's over 150 different types of headaches, okay, according to the Mayo Clinic. Now, there's a couple other ones just to be aware of: post-concussive headaches, post-traumatic headaches. Okay, those are very common among U.S. military veterans. So you don't just have to have migraines. Okay, migraines are a very specific type of attack that affect you in certain ways, whereas others might not. Now, for VA rating purposes, though, headaches are rated from 0% to 50%. And I believe, DMAC, there's a break at 30 and 50. Is there also a break at 10?
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Okay, so it's 0%, 10%, 30%, and 50%. Now, in all of our experience, the average VA rating that I see for headaches is typically 30%. And a lot of vets who have a VA rating already for migraines, say you're service-connected at 0, 10, or 30, if you think you deserve the higher rating criteria, which is 50%, file for that increase. Okay, go for it. Now, DMAC, let's talk about if you're going to get a 30% VA rating for headaches or a 50% VA rating for headaches, what evidence do you recommend that a veteran submits with their claim or with their increased claim?
Well, the biggest thing that you can submit is a tracker. So you can find yourself a tracker or a tracking device where you track your headaches. What you really need to prove is that prostrating, right? And the VA actually in their new M21 has defined the prostrating as causing extreme exhaustion, powerlessness, debilitation, and incapacitation with a substantial inability to engage in ordinary activities. So it gets to the point where you just can't engage in those normal activities. You want to track that. You want to track how often it happens, when it happens, the duration, the frequency, all the things we kind of preach here at VACI, duration, frequency, and symptoms, right? So you can submit that tracker as credible lay evidence to help support your claim for headaches. And of course, you're going to want to have some kind of a diagnosis of headaches, prescription, medication list, showing that you've been prescribed something for headaches. And that's, Brian, that actually sounds a lot easier than it is. Because you know, and I know that typically when I get a headache, I'm reaching for the Tylenol, for the Advil, for the Aleve, one of those things to help get rid of that headache. And then I'm just kind of pushing forward. And unfortunately, doing that, you're not really tracking your headaches. You're alleviating the current symptoms, and then you're just moving on with your day. So prescription medication, that's a huge one to help out with that, as far as that diagnosis or that actual evidence showing, supporting that you do have those headaches or those migraines.
Awesome. Thank you for sharing that. The only thing I think I would add is, and I think you alluded to it, but there's different tracker apps available that you can actually download for free on your mobile device. And one of the ones that I know is pretty popular is called Migraine Buddy. And it allows you to essentially track based upon VA disability symptoms. It's not directly connected to the VA, but here's what disability symptoms are for headaches that the VA is looking for: frequency, severity, and duration. Okay. Frequency means how often. How often are you getting a headache? Is it daily? Is it weekly? Is it monthly? Okay. Severity means how bad. When you get a headache, how bad is it? Is it a prostrating headache? Do you have to lay down in a dark room? Do you listen to soft music? Right? Are you literally sideways, horizontal? Is your whole day screwed up? Have you had to take increased sick leave? Maybe you're out of sick leave at work. Okay. Here's one that can help you. as lay evidence, you might be able to get a current supervisor in your workplace to write a letter telling you how often you miss work because of your headaches or how it affects you. That is incredibly credible evidence with probative value, okay, for the VA, if you're trying to prove frequency and severity. Let's talk about duration. How long? Duration is about how long do your headaches last, okay? And I think you need to be thinking about those things when you're inputting them into whatever tracker that is. Maybe you're just tracking it in a notepad, okay, or some type of a document on your computer. That's okay too. It doesn't have to be some magic app. But you need to be able to provide evidence to the VA and to the rater so they can understand the frequency, severity, and duration of your headaches. Okay, now I do want to peel back the onion a little bit more on prostrating. It doesn't have to say all over your freaking documents that you have a prostrating migraine. Okay, that's a very awkward term, and it's not really something that's used in the medical community. Okay, so, you know, it would be a little bit weird, I think, to show up to your doctor, you know, and sit down and tell them, you know, I've got all these prostrating migraine attacks, right? I mean, they might not even know what that word is. Screw that word. Forget about that word for a second. Focus on the severity of your symptoms and how your headaches negatively affect your work, your life, and your social functioning. And just tell them. Tell the C&P examiner, tell the VA rater, tell your doctor, so this stuff gets documented. Last thing I want to add on this, DMAC, and then I'll turn it over to you for any thoughts, and then headache secondary condition. I want to talk specifically about the 50% VA rating for headaches, okay, which is the maximum scheduler rating allowed by law. There's a term in there that's very awkward to say. I hope I don't dork it up. Severe economic inadaptability. What the mother truck is that? Okay, let's talk about it. That does not mean you are unable to work. Okay. Economic inadaptability means your headaches are severe enough that they affect your ability to produce. Okay. But it does not mean you are unable to produce. Yes, you can still have a job. Maybe you got a job that pays you six figures. You can still qualify for the 50% rating and have severe economic inadaptability, even if you're able to work. Again, it does not mean you are unable to work. And unfortunately, DMAC, I've seen a lot of folks dork this one up over the years. And I've seen some ridiculous denials, you know, like, you know, the veteran is gainfully employed, you know, so they don't qualify for that. It's like, you don't even know what your own regulation says. Go ahead.
Right. You're talking occupational impairment, right? And that can be proven that, you know, sick leave, if you have to take sick leave. If you have a company that allows you, you know, if you get a headache, they have a dark room that you can go into. And I know a lot of businesses that are heavy with veterans actually have that. They have a dark room where veterans can just go sit down and get rid of their headaches. But it's all about that occupational impairment, sick leave. Do you call in sick in the morning? Do you have to leave early? You know, do you have to take an hour midday because you have a headache and you have to lay down? And you're right. It has nothing to do with your ability for gainful employment. It has everything to do with that production. Are you not being a productive person because you're getting those headaches? Now, keep in mind, and I see a lot of this too, that if you work a Monday through Friday job and you're on your tracker and you're reporting that you're not able to work on Saturday and Sunday, well, that's not really supporting your case. It's got to be during your working hours, during your normal working hours. Do you have to call in sick? Do you have to take leave? Have you lost the job because you have to take too much time off for your headaches? Those are all supporting evidence for your claim.
Awesome. Awesome ads for sure. Let's, as we close out this topic, talking about migraines, DMAC, I want to talk about secondary service connection for headaches. And what are you seeing out there in terms of what's going on with headaches as a secondary condition?
You know, it used to be where you had, if you were service connected for tinnitus, that the VA understood that having that ringing in your ears, that constant ringing in your ears, could cause headaches or migraines. Not so much anymore. Now they're looking for a little bit deeper than that. So usually pairing it up with another service-connected condition, and a huge one is the mental health side, you know, or sinuses. You have sinus attacks, or you have sinus headaches, and you have tinnitus headaches. Kind of pairing it up with something and getting it hit that way. And I just said this the other day, you know, the VA can look at it and they can say, oh yeah, well, we're going to deny it due to tinnitus. But it's really hard for them to deny it if you're looking at multiple service-connected conditions that are causing your headaches. So kind of hit them with that attack, the get your nexus, if you're going to get a nexus letter, which you should, get your nexus letter to address a couple of your service-connected conditions in relation to your headaches.
Awesome. Thanks for sharing that tip. And that was one thing actually that I learned from you a while back. And by the way, we have a high-value blog post on this topic, okay? If you literally go to the Google machine or whatever your browser is, and you type in how to file a VA secondary claim online, we actually have a step-by-step blog post walkthrough. And we also have a high-value YouTube video on the same topic where I actually show you on the screen how you do this click by click. Okay, it's like TurboTax for VA claims. It's pretty simple once you get the hang of how to use va.gov to prepare and file your own claim. But as DMAC alluded to, when you go in there to file a disability claim for secondary service connection, the system is only going to allow you to connect it to one other condition, okay? But what you can do is there's a free form text box. You can actually type in there that there's more than one condition that you're connecting it to. So I'll share just a quick example. Let's say you're adding migraines secondary to your service-connected tinnitus, okay? So you select tinnitus from the dropdown, and then in the freeform box, you might actually say, I think my headaches are not only secondary to my service-connected tinnitus, but they've also been aggravated and made worse by my service-connected PTSD, including XYZ, see attached medical records, and private nexus letter. Okay, that's it. That's how you do it. Any other thing you want to add on that, DMAC?
No, just that obviously medical evidence wins claims. So, you know, if you have multiple conditions that are causing your headaches, make sure that you're listing and getting the nexus or the link, linking those to your headaches. That's the easiest way to win that claim.
Here's a secret tip, and I get a lot. I mean, DMAC, think of how many vets come and ask this question. Do I need a nexus letter? Okay, what is a nexus letter? It's a document from a private healthcare provider that helps prove that link or connection of a disability back to your service, your military service, or to another service-connected disability that you already have. Okay, if you're going secondary service connection, it's just a letter. That's all it is. That's what a nexus letter is. Do you need a nexus letter? I mean, here's the answer. No. Okay. You don't need one. Okay. Now let me give you ground truth. Do you need a nexus letter for secondary service connection? Yes. And the reason is because the third pillar under the law for secondary service connection is something called medical nexus evidence. Well, we're not doctors, y'all. Last time I checked. And how are you going to make the case as the claimant that something should be medically connected? I mean, you're going to have zero credibility, and they're just going to toss it out and say this has no probative value. This, you know, this veteran's not a doctor. They're not going to self-diagnose. They can't self-connect this. So don't even waste your time. But what you should do is get a private provider, somebody who is a doctor or a PA or a nurse practitioner, to actually fill it out for you and help you make that link or connection. Okay, now if you need Nexus letters, we can help. Okay, we offer them through our preferred provider network at vaclaimsinsider.com. Okay, you can start today free. You're going to get connected to a coach like DMAC in 15 minutes or less. Okay, I'm going to put anybody to the test. Okay, if you find anyone else in the world that gets in touch with you in 15 minutes or less, I want to hear about it because I'm not aware of it. Okay, that is how ridiculously awesome our service level is. And you're going to get to work with one of our expert coaches like DMAC. No, I'm not going to let you request him by name over this video. I know you want to, but he is amazing. So are our other coaches. Okay. Again, sign up free. We only win when you win. Okay. You can start now at vaclaimsinsider.com. DMAC, any parting thoughts about headaches?
Track them. Track your headaches. Track them for a few months before you submit. Have that tracker available. Submit it with your claim, showing that evidence that you do get them, that you are tracking them, and the severity, duration of those headaches. Track them.
Medical evidence wins claims. Do you want to know how you lose a claim? Lack of medical evidence. Do you want to know how you win a claim? Medical evidence. Okay. So if you're hearing my voice and you think you have a condition, and it's not already diagnosed, pick up the phone and get your butt to the doctor. Okay. Because if you don't have medical evidence, that claim is going to get denied. Is it because the VA hates you? No, they're simply following a process. And if you have not provided them with medical evidence, they have to deny your claim. Okay. Get medical evidence. Fellow vets, I love you. Brian Reese, Air Force vet, with my brother from another mother, Coach Daryl McDonald, DMAC, Marine Corps vet.
Bruh.
He was eating crayons before we started. No, I'm just kidding.
Before eating crayons was cool.
Talk to y'all soon. God bless.